Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace, there will be no end. Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. 12 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and it's Christmas Day. And right now, it's just you and me. That was a passage, one of my favorite passages. If you're a Christian, you've got to love Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 through 7. You got to love that one. And here's another passage from Luke. God bless Luke. He's one of the great contributors to the Bible, to the New Testament. His epistle, his gospel, I should say, is just wonderful. This is from the chapter 2. Of Luke, and it's first through the 13th verse. And this is a story, folks. This is the Christmas story. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. And so Joseph went up. Everyone went to their own town to register to fulfill this. And Joseph also went up to the town of Nazareth in Galilee, to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in swaddling cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the field nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Fear not, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." That's Luke chapter 2, if you want to look that up. Thanks for hanging out with me, folks, on Christmas Day. As you know, I do all the holidays live, and even when we're not talking about small business stuff. And one of the things that that I love to do also is to remind you about how I found out about a guy named John O'Donohue. John was a Catholic priest for a long time, and he decided that he wanted to go do something else, so he left the priesthood, but continued to write spiritual things. And the first Christmas that I, 15 years ago, before I did my first show, my first live Christmas show, I went looking for some things that I could talk about during the show on Christmas Day, and I found a book called Anamkara, a book of Celtic wisdom, by John O'Donohue, and I discovered the concept of Anamkara. Anamkara means soul friend, and this book, if you can, I hope you can still find it. I think you probably can. You will not regret owning Anamkara by John O'Donohue. Please go and find it if you get a chance. Even though, you know, today is Christmas Day, but I mean, you're going to want to keep it. I still have my original copy. You should see it. It's dog-eared. There are post-it notes sticking out of it. And this one is my favorite. It's about Anamkara. It's called A Friendship Blessing. May you be blessed with good friends. May you learn to be a good friend to yourself. May you be able to journey to that place in your soul where there is great love, warmth, feeling, and forgiveness. May this change you. May it transfigure that which is negative, distant, or cold in you. May it be brought into the realm, into the real passion, kinship, and affinity of belonging. May you treasure your friends. May you be good to them, and may you be there for them. May they bring you all the blessings, challenges, truth, and light that you need for your journey. May you never be isolated. May you always be in the gentle nest of belonging with your Anamkara. John, sadly, we lost John just a few years ago, way too early. He died suddenly at age 51. But in his life, I'm committed to continue to tell people about his work, his life, because I feel like he was a great poet and thinker of our time, and I continue to enjoy his writings and share them with you. And one of the things that I want to talk about later sometime today is what he called the greatest sin. One of the greatest sins is the unlived life. He says in the Western tradition, we are taught many things about the nature of negativity and the nature of sin, but we were never told that one of the greatest sins is the unlived life. Think about that, folks. Are you living your life? Are you living it, or are you just existing? John says we're sent into the world to live to the full everything that awakens within us and everything that comes toward us. It's a lonely existence to be at the deathbed of someone who is full of regret, to hear him say how he would love another year to do the things his heart had always dreamed of, but believed he could never do until he retired. He had always postponed the dream of his heart. John goes on to say, there are many people who do not live the lives they desire. Many of the things that hold them back from inhabiting their destiny are false. These are only images in their mind. They are not really barriers at all. We should never allow our fears or the expectations of others to set the frontier of our destiny. The greatest sin is an unlived life. John Donahue taught me that, and now I have the blessing of passing that along to you on this Christmas Day. When we come back after these messages, I want to talk a little bit about Santa and our men and women in uniform, and Scrooges. I'm going to talk a little bit about Scrooges after these messages. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks for hanging out with me on this Christmas Day. Merry Christmas, everyone.
All is cold, all is bright, round yon bird.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.